The State Department estimates that there are 4 to 5 million eligible American voters living overseas. The department says precise figures are hard to come by. What the government does know is that in 2006, roughly 330,000 overseas votes were cast. That's a turnout of roughly 6.6%. The world's Jerry Haddon asked some Americans living in Spain why it's so hard to vote from abroad.
If you're an American living overseas and you want to vote, you face two hurdles. The first is registering. It's done by state, and each state has its own requirements and deadlines. 23-year-old expat Caroline Cotter is starting from scratch in Barcelona.
I'm going to go to Google. Hold on. American voting from Spain.
Cotter's situation is confusing. She's originally from Rhode Island, but lived in Maine during the 2004 presidential elections. After a minute of surfing the web, she finds a government voting form and starts to fill it out.
My voting residence address. Yeah, so that would be... See, I don't even remember where I was registered last time. Maybe at college. Maybe I registered... I know that I voted in Maine.
But she doesn't remember her exact address at the time, and that's required information. If Cotter doesn't have luck on this site, there are a few others that offer fast-track voter registration help, such as votefromabroad.org and overseasvotefoundation.org. Such sites have streamlined the process, though for many Americans, the real trouble comes later.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Charles.
Good morning. Nice to meet you.
Expats Linda and Charles Hollowell have lived in downtown Madrid for 21 years. They have long been registered in New York City. Linda says their problem is receiving the absentee ballots and then having to depend on regular mail to get the ballots back to the states.
The heart of my gripe is if you comply with all the steps, if you get a ballot and you send it in, there is no mechanism that tells me the vote was received, that it was valid or invalid or anything. And I don't think it's even counted. I think they throw it away.
According to a survey by the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, a quarter of Americans living temporarily overseas and who tried to vote in federal elections in 2006 failed. Like the Holloways, most cited problems receiving and returning ballots on time. Down the street from the Hollowells, Wisconsin native Christy Green says in 2004, her absentee ballot never arrived, so she went to pick it up in person.
Fortunately, we had a trip planned to go home, and then we voted while we were at home, but it was pretty depressing for somebody who really likes to vote and thinks it's an important part of being an American.
Despite the problems, these Americans say they'll persevere. Charles Hollowell says no matter how disgusted he gets, he'll mail off his ballot, then cross his fingers.
But I would like some sort of accountability, some sort of a little
return postcard.
You know, I would gladly pay the postage. That isn't the argument. But something to say, yes, we received your ballot, thank you, boom.
The Hollowells are especially concerned this time around. They're in the process of moving across town. They're worried a change of address will just create more complications. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Madrid.